There was a school teacher teaching kindergarten to religion children. Now, very young children have a very short attention span, almost like adults. And the teacher was trying to teach them. She said, "Children, you can do a very good thing for the wrong reason, yet you can help someone with the idea of getting money from them. It's very important to do the right thing for the right reason. Your heart should be there, not for a sense of reward, but that you sincerely want to help someone." And as an example, she said, "Well, can I get to heaven just by cleaning the church every day?" And the children say, "No, you have to do things with the right intention." "Well, can I do it if I just pray all day and night, go to heaven?" "No, no, you have to have the right intention. You have to do your work." "And finally, what if I give a lot of money to the poor?" They go, "No, you have to do it for the right reason." And she goes, "Well, what do I have to do to go to heaven?" And one boy who wasn't paying attention said, "You got to be dead." You have to be dead. The important thing, and something only you will know, as I said in the Ukrainian sermon, why do I do something? The monks used to have a clock in the monasteries, and every hour the clock would ring, and the monks would remind themselves, "Why am I doing what I am doing here? For whom am I praying? For whom I am working?" Because prayer and work always go together. As my favorite actor said, Clint Eastwood, "The spirit ain't worth spit without sweat." Lazy religion leaves everything to God. True religion cooperates with God, works hard, thinks long, and says whatever is missing, God will provide. But if I don't do anything, God will say, "Well, I don't work with lazy people." So in our ability to follow the gospel, we are responsible for what we do. And ask yourself, why am I going to work? Well, for my children, for my husband, for my wife. What am I doing when I'm retired? Well, I'm doing good things to pass time. Wouldn't it be better to say, "Well, I'm doing this for my grandchildren. I'm doing this for my neighbor. I'm doing a kind deed." There are so many opportunities to make daily chores a blessing for yourself and for others. So it's important to have the right intention. There's one example of a man in history, Sir Thomas More, who was Chancellor of England. And when King Henry VIII was doing things against religion, and Thomas More was sentenced to death for not going along with him, he said when he was about to be executed, "I die the king's good servant, but God's first." So whatever you do in life, do things according to God's intention, your good conscience, and sometimes you might have to lose a friend because you refuse to do something wrong or to go along with a lie. But doing that, you will become their best friend, not because they like you, but because you stood up for the truth. Slava Isusu Christu.